Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are so glad you're on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day today. We thank you again for listening and paying attention to the program. Obviously, the Brewers, no deals as of yet, but we are on Brewers watch as the trade deadline continues to approach. Manny Machado, not going to happen, so the Brewers now have to figure plan B and C and even D to figure out how to bolster this this team and then get themselves towards the postseason. There are a couple of games, two and a half games to be exact, behind the Cubs. The Cubs back at it again tonight. The Brewers are not back at it again until tomorrow night when the Dodgers and Manny Machado come to town. But we want to talk some football. And one of the biggest questions right now is, when will that contract get done with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers? Both sides say they want to get it done. And the hang-up, we don't know specifically what it seems to be, but it certainly seems to be that when Aaron Rodgers talks about creativity and things getting done in a sense, you wonder if it's guaranteed money, you wonder if it's opt-out years, things that aren't traditionally done in the NFL. So we bring in Andrew Brandt, the former Packers, the former Packers kind of salary cap guru guy, the Packers vice president, also columnist for MMQB and The Athletic. Andrew, how you been, my friend?
I've been well, Bill. Good to talk to you as always.
You too. So we keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then everybody says, okay, Aaron Rodgers is back in the fold. We don't have anything to worry about, and let's kind of effort towards a championship. But do you think these two sides are any closer than they were, say, a month ago?
Yeah, this is kind of the big mystery. It's hard to know. You know, I've sat in that chair for 10 years, and I'm also a good friend of Aaron's and know his side, know his agent very well. You know, I guess they're talking. It's a hard deal to do. You know, you look at what Ryan did. You look at what Cousins did. You know Aaron's a better player than both. You know he's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL. But what does that mean? You know, people like me, you got to drill down about guaranteed money, drill down about what's the length, how's the security. You hear rumors about adjustments if things change in the marketplace. So you start thinking about all these things, and you say, wow, that's a really hard deal to do. And then I think the thing is, Bill, I think the Packers want to get something done. But really, from a leverage standpoint, does Aaron? Because, again, I'm putting on my agent hat. If you got 2 years left, you know, you're not going to get the real deal you want. It's just too much time. And the Packers are kind of in a catbird seat negotiating with 2 years left. Now you get to 1 year left, well, there's some real leverage. And then you get towards 0 years left, you know, even though franchise tag's out there, that's a tough one. So we'll see where this goes. Who knows what's really going on?
Well, I guess the question would be, what's the holdup? I mean, Aaron had said publicly it's not about being the highest paid player. So if that's the case and you take him at his word, is this more about the option to be then, you know, to redo this deal later down the road? Is it about guaranteed money? I mean, I know the specifics aren't out there, but it seems to me like there's something in the works that is untraditional to what football is normally seeing.
Yeah, I think some of that came out with Peter King's column this week. You know, that's a hard one because, you know, this optionality, I'll call it, where Aaron could be adjusted. I don't know if that's in any contract. You know, it's funny because when I did Aaron's first contract as a rookie 13 years ago, I tried to get clauses in there that would really adjust his contract based on when Brett retired, whether that would be 1 year away, 2 years away, 3 years away, 4 years away, 5 years away. And the management council said, no, you can't do that. You can't tie compensation from one player to retirement of another player. You can't do that. So I don't even know if they would allow tying compensation of Aaron Rodgers to compensation of a phantom new quarterback contract. I mean, that's not going to get approved. So maybe they're trying to come up with some curious and some strategic way that this can happen. You know, the easy thing to say is, well, if Matt Ryan got 30 a year, Aaron's going to get 31 or 32 a year. Yeah, they can do that. That's fine. But what does it mean in terms of guarantees? What does it mean in terms of length? What is Aaron served by doing a five-year extension, tying him up for 7 years? Maybe not.
As a guy that's negotiated those deals, when you look at the last time anybody made over 13% of a salary cap was Steve Young to win a Super Bowl. Knowing that you can only have so much money to go around, do you then get into the quandary of how much is too much before we can actually fortify what goes on around him?
You know, you're talking to the wrong guy about that because, you know, I spent 10 years with one of the highest paid players in the game in Brett Favre, and I never wanted that excuse. I think that's a cop-out where teams say, well, we can't surround him with a quality team because we're paying the quarterback so much. No, that's just wrong. And maybe you're not managing the cap well. But if you have a quarterback making even $30 million on a $177 million cap, you can manage that. Now, you get all that proration, all that other crap on these contracts that people do, like Tony Romo counting $20 million after he retires, you know, then you get in trouble. But it's all about management. It's really not a real reason why that should happen in my mind.
For those that say that they should give him like a portion of the Packers, now first of all, the Packers aren't owned by an owner. And secondly, can you even do that in the National Football? I don't think you can do that, can you?
You know, I asked the league that when, remember, Peyton Manning was a free agent in 2012, I believe. And there were rumors about the Tennessee Titans, maybe more than rumors, giving him a piece. And when I talked to the league, they said, yeah, you know, there's no rule against it, but think about valuation. So if Peyton Manning got, you know, 1% of the Titans at that point and they were worth $1 billion, what's that, 100 million? No, I don't know what that is, 10 million, that would count. So if, say, he's making 10, you know, 20 million and then in 10 million valuation, that would count on the cap. So if Aaron Rodgers got a piece of the Packers and they're valued at $2 billion, you know, and say got 1%, $20 million, that would count. You know, so those are the kind of things you have to deal with.
Looking at getting Aaron Rodgers in the fold, like you said, it doesn't really behoove him to get a deal done. Is it hard feelings if they don't get a deal done, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, listen, we're talking about adults and professionals, and Aaron's about as cool a character as there is. I mean, I don't think it. You know, I know from a team angle, with Brett, we always tried to not let him get even 2 years within free agency because you never want him to kind of see the finish line. But, you know, that's why I think in some ways the Packers are trying to get this deal done more than Aaron. It's just my hunch. Because Aaron's leverage only grows after this year.
Talking with Andrew Brandt from the MMQB and the Athletic, former Packers vice president. Are there deals right now in the NFL that you just kind of shake your head at and you think, how have we gotten to this point? I mean, I granted the Kirk Cousins deal, it was a necessity at the time. They felt he was the best guy available. But when you look at the amount of money, is it a good deal for the Minnesota Vikings? I mean, obviously they're pushing their chips to the middle of the table, but a guy that has not won over 10 games, a guy that has not won in the postseason, is that just super high risk going for high reward?
Well, I think what you have to look at with the Cousins deal is what can happen with free agency. You know, look at Sammy Watkins. Look at Allen Robinson. You know, those two receivers, nobody's going to put up there with Larry Fitzgerald or Antonio Brown or Julio Jones. But they're making more than that. And why? Because of free agency. Because Sammy Watkins got to market. Allen Robinson got to market even after ACL and got 15, 16 a year. Kirk Cousins got to market. I don't know if they'll ever be a productive young quarterback get to market. Why? Because teams are smart. They're not going to let a guy go to market. You don't think that Eagles are going to lock up Wentz way in advance and the Rams with Goff and the Titans with Mariota. I mean, that's never going to happen. The Cousins thing was so weird because the Redskins really never wanted to make that commitment. And, you know, on the one hand, the Vikings paid whatever, 28 a year guaranteed, but on the other hand, it's only 3 years. So that 3-year guarantees have already been done in the league. So this was not truly groundbreaking. Now, the other 3 guarantees, like Matt Ryan and others, have extra years on them. But still, I heard that Cousins was pushing for that 4th year, and Vikings would only do it non-guaranteed. So they decided against it.
Real quick before I let you go, I got to just ask you. I mean, obviously, looking over the fence, the Packers have made quite a few changes, specifically more so to the coaching staff than actually on the field. Do you like what's going on in Green Bay?
Yeah, I do. I mean, listen, I know we've talked about Brian. Brian was in our staff 15 years ago and always impressed me, Gutekunst, as a bright mind, easy to get along with, no-ego guy. And I think he'll do well. For people who think it's going to be completely different, that's not going to happen. He's a disciple of Ted Thompson. And I think the Packer way is always to have people in that position that just their life mission is to scout players. And I think that'll work well, you know. And listen, this team with Aaron is always a Super Bowl threat. Obviously, last year was without Aaron, but getting him back is like getting, like, you know, 3 number one draft picks plus.
Yeah. Andrew, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate it. So love reading your stuff. Always great insight. And we'll talk again soon. Hopefully when they get this deal done, we can break it all down.
You got it. Take care, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Andrew Brand from the MMQB and also the Athletic. He worked for the Packers for so many years. Like he said, he was the guy that did Aaron's first rookie contract. He's been around a long time. Former Packers vice president. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Now, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he spoke on the NFL Network the other day. He was talking with James Jones, the former Green Bay Packer wide receiver, and he had some things to say to James Jones, not only about the team, but also about what we were talking about that contract. If you haven't heard it, stay tuned. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Sorry.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Excited about the season, and you know, I think the biggest changes for us are on defense with Mike Pettine coming in and bringing his style of football, bringing back the ageless wonder Tremont Williams. Mm-hmm. He's timeless, man. He's incredible the way he keeps himself in shape, and he's just got incredible instincts. So having him back has been great. I think raised the level of everybody else in that defensive backfield for us.
There you go. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers getting excited about this season, this upcoming season. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. And if you've got something ailing you, and I know that right now allergies that are at a high, man. If you're looking for some advice, something to take, maybe a prescription, or maybe this creeping crud that's been going around, it's had everybody down, including yours truly. You can maybe get a prescription for that sent to a pharmacy near you. All you got to do is call them 844-CARE-AWAY. That's 844-CARE-AWAY. Just another way for the Marshfield Clinic Health System to help you help yourself. 844-CARE-AWAY. Or simply go to marshfieldclinic.org. That's marshfieldclinic.org to see everything that they have to offer. Not to mention, you can find out all the physicians, the services, the locations, it all. All of it's right there. Go to marshfieldclinic.org, marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of yours truly. Now, Aaron Rodgers talking with James Jones on the NFL Network. Take a listen to the conversation.
All right, man, you know I'm the Scoop Jones, man, and the whole world is wondering when you finna get this $300 million. Any talks?
Yeah, let me say this then. If you want to find out when there's a contract extension, just follow my guy, James Jones, either on the network or on his Twitter handle, which I'm sure you guys can put up at the bottom of the screen.
Come on.
And that's when you're going to find out what's going on.
So Aaron Rodgers said, hey, look, when this is done, follow James Jones, and that's going to be like the white papal smoke, right? When they finally have a pope, the white papal smoke comes out. When they finally have a deal done, look for James Jones to break the news. That's what Aaron Rodgers is saying. He's going to give it to his buddy first, and then the rest of us will all find out after the fact. Now, Aaron Rodgers also was asked about Tony Romo, his prediction, picking the Green Bay Packers to go to Super Bowl 53.
You know, I wish that he wouldn't say things like that because it's kind of better to fly under the radar. It's better to fly sometimes, especially in the NFC. You look around and a lot of teams on paper seem to get better. You have obviously the reigning Super Bowl champions in the NFC. And just in our division, Minnesota is a very talented team. And, you know, the NFC North has always been a difficult division. So that's our first goal is trying to get out of there. And then the rest is getting to playoffs and playing your best.
So, you know, it's great to be thought of so highly with the return of Aaron Rodgers that many people are going to say, you know what, Rodgers is back, he's healthy, he's got a year of not getting beat up leg-wise under his belt, he's going to be fresh, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder, so therefore, they are then going to be, with all the changes they've made, they are going to be the favorite to go to the Super Bowl. But as Aaron Rodgers said, hey, look, you know, you got to get past Minnesota first. You can't just get out of the NFC North and just say it's going to be that easy. Also, he continues on talking with James Jones.
How good is it to have Joe Philbin back in there, man, as the offensive coordinator?
Well, you know, James, Joe is an incredible guy. He's a great coach, a great teacher. He's amazing in front of the room. I mean, he's a comedian, stand-up comedian up there sometimes. He always keeps you on your toes because you never know when he's going to call on you to answer something. So you really got to be sharp. And it's good for the young guys, I think, to keep him involved in every meeting and to get used to a guy in front of the room who's that interactive.
So in going back to the Joe Philbin conversation, Joe is the guy, and I go back to this story from, you know, when Joe first left, was when he took the job to go to Miami, he was the guy that kind of set up the room. He was the guy that brought the room together. He was a guy that could gain your attention, could still keep it light, could make sure that he was the buffer between, say Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. He was also a third head in there as far as putting the game plan together. But he was the, you know, Mike McCarthy handles the head coaching duties. He meets with all the coaches, all the coordinators. Yes, his forte is offense and play calling, but he's also a guy that has to answer to the media. He's also a guy that has to do the television show. He's also the guy that has to do the commercials. You could book it. He's the guy that has to do the commercials. He's the guy that then sits down and makes sure there aren't any silos being, you know, tilted, so to speak.
Hell yeah.
Mark Murphy. Yeah, you have it. He's sitting down and talking with everybody, acquisition of players and such, and Gutekunst and Russ Ball. So he's that guy. The guy that sets everything up on the inside is Joe Philbin.
Joe's a gamer.
He's a gamer. You got it right. He's the guy that sets it all up, and he's the guy that kind of is the glue that holds that room together. Meanwhile, what other pieces have been added that are going to be beneficial to Aaron Rodgers and making this offense go? Well, one of them is Jimmy Graham, and they talked about it.
Adding Jimmy to the mix has been phenomenal. We signed Mercedes Lewis as well, so now we have, you know, three big-time tight ends. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of the young receiver core once we get to training camp and put the pads on and start playing some real football.
Well, there you go. Who's going to come out of that young receiver core and really begin to shine? Now, you know Devontae Adams is locked up. You know you've got Randall Cobb locked up. So beyond that, who is it going to be? Because he was really high on Geronimo Allison before he ended up going down. Now you've got D'Angelo Gansey still in the mix, Trevor Davis and his wheels still in the mix, Jamon Moore, the fourth-round draft choice, the fifth-round draft choice of Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and then the guy that Mike Clemens praised a lot who just caught passes over the middle was Equanimee St. Brown. In addition to that, Michael Clark, who they were really high on last year. You've got a lot of options right now at the wide receiver position, and you're hoping – you've got Devontae and Randall, but you're hoping you get two more guys that, one, stay injury-free, and two, really begin to rise to the top. Now, you can shuffle a couple of guys off to the practice squad, but you're looking for really two more solid guys that you can rotate in with Devontae and Randall, that you can rotate in with Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis, that you can rotate in with Ty Montgomery and Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams and Devontae Mays and that grouping of running backs that give that extra oomph to that that offense that Aaron Rodgers has additional weaponry for. So, that, I mean, that's what you're looking for. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. As much as I want to say that, yeah, they should be the favorite, that, yeah, this team should take off and fly, you know, I keep going back to the fact that they have Jimmy Graham, solid. They have a good running back trio, solid. Obviously a tremendous quarterback, solid. I'm still worried about the offensive line, and I'm worried about Devontae Adams getting that third concussion or fourth concussion. I'm worried about Randall Cobb slowing down a little bit. He's more so your slot receiver comeback guy who's going to be there and knows where to go when Aaron Rodgers gets into trouble. Because most of this offense, if you've noticed over the last few years, has been predicated upon scramble. 1, 2, 3 second and a pass rush, and then off Aaron Rodgers goes. And then he's waving his arm, and then he's finding a guy open, and then he's throwing the pass and making it happen. It hasn't been the timing offense you wanted it to be. It hasn't been a quick 10-yard down and out with Jordy Nelson right there in that back shoulder throwing the sideline. It hasn't been a quick, you know, kind of cut and go on the outside for a guy to be hit deep over the middle or deep down the sideline, or the inside slant that's just that timing play that it's three steps, boom, hit him on the inside and off to the races he goes like Donald Driver used to do. You haven't had that. So you're looking for something out of Moore or St. Brown or Valdez Scantling or Trevor Davis or any of these guys. You're looking for that kind of offense again. Plus, it keeps Aaron Rodgers out of harm's way. Because the less he has to scramble and the less hits he has to take, you know the better off you are, because that means you can exhale a little bit. 855-830-8648. Go ahead and give us a shout if you choose to do so. When we come back, though, buy or sell. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are broadcasting live today here at our friends' joint, if you will, the WHBL studios in Sheboygan. I got some things going on up here today, so I'm out of studio today. I won't be back after today for 10 days, something like that. A week from Monday is when I'll be back. In the meantime, it'll be Kevin Holden and Radio Joe Zanzola taking you for a week and a day, and then I'll be back. Be good stuff then. This portion of the program, by the way, being brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a location in Green Bay. They also have one in Milwaukee. And if you have the ED, the erectile dysfunction, they have a 98% success rate at fixing that, basically. 98% success rate. If you are moody, if you are suffering from the brain fog, if you are suffering from low stamina or no energy, it could be a low T treatment that could be needed. If you're over the age of 30, it doesn't cost you much just to go in and get yourself checked out and then find out what your levels are, and they can help you out there. Or maybe you're just realizing that you're putting on weight and you need to start taking it off and you need some help trying to jump-starting the whole program. Well, then, it's the all-in-one weight loss program, and that itself is fantastic. Again, all you have to do is call it. You can't do anything without a phone call. So just call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is the New Mail Medical Center. Time now for some buy or sell. Let's do this, Radio Joe.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 9 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Time now for buy or sell. Radio Joe Zanzola, he's bringing you the questions. I will deal with the reaction side of things. Radio Joe, what do you got?
Bill, if there's a starting pitcher for the Brewers that could actually regress in the second half, buy or sell, it's Junior Guerra.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. You know what? It's hard for me to buy that because Junior Guerra has pitched well, but we've also seen the fact that he can go by the wayside at times. So, Yeah, you know what? I'll buy that. I mean, it can be Junior Guerra. Hell, it could be Chase Anderson. We've seen Chase Anderson carry this team. I mean, go back to what he did last year, where he pitched extremely well, and then he can lose it at times. But if I had to bet on somebody, oh man, it's so tough because Junior Guerra's been putting up some good numbers this season and has pitched pretty well. Yeah, you know what? I'll go with Junior Guerra. I'll go with Junior Guerra. I mean, because Suter has not been pitching stellar. Let's be honest. And you've kind of mixed in starts with other pitchers. So, yeah, you know what? I'll go with Junior Guerra. I'll go ahead and buy that.
And before I go any further, you mentioned Brent Suter. He will be a weekly contributor on this very show starting next week Tuesday.
Brent Suter joining the program as a contributor. Nice. And the first one right out of the chute will be you and Kevin Holt. There you go.
How about that?
By yourself.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that next Tuesday and every Tuesday throughout the rest of the season. If you could only make one trade, just one, buy or sell, it needs to be a bat over a bullpen arm.
Man, no, I'm going to sell on that. The bullpen, we've seen some chinks in the armor. I think if you can find an innings eater, somebody to come in and bolster that bullpen a little bit, I think things are going to be better. It's all about getting the 27 outs. I keep going back to what David Stern said at the beginning of the season when we were in spring training, and he was talking to us about, you know, what they needed to do, what they needed to accomplish, and one of the things they needed to accomplish was just being able to get those outs. So now, as much as I want to say, yeah, I'd love to see a bat come into this system, I don't think so. I think it would be... I need to be a bullpen arm. I'm going to go with the bullpen arm. Going to go with the bullpen arm in that one.
Buy or sell.
All right. Well, buy or sell, there's reason to be upset if David Stearns doesn't make a trade before the deadline.
That I'll buy. Yes. Because, look, if you're in the Machado sweepstakes, that means you know you're going for it. That means you know it's time. That means you have a belief in this team that they're going to be able to get it done and accomplish the postseason. That's what it is you're striving for. So if now all of a sudden you say, "Nah, we're not going to do anything," well, what kind of a mixed message is that? You're saying to your fan base, "Well, we're going to go for it when we have Machado, but we really don't think we need any help after that," which is BS, and we all know it. Now, if the price is too steep, you can come out and say, "Hey, we just weren't willing to give up some of these prospects for guys that were sub Machado." That I will understand. But no, I mean, you told your fan base that you believe the time is now to win and that you believe that not necessarily the rebuild is over, but that your capability to win baseball games is here and now. I think it would be a letdown to your team. I think it would be a letdown to your fan base. Go back to what David Stern said. David Stern said that we will support this group of players now. Not only will we support them and try to keep this team viable for years to come, but we will support this team now. And that, to me, meant he's going to go out and make a deal of some type to make this team better. So... No, I would say it would be a huge disappointment if this team did not make a move to better themselves right here, right now. The time is now for this team to start making a move forward.
Buy or sell.
All right, so the Brewers coming up here have home series against the Dodgers and then the Nationals, and then they head out to the West Coast to play the Giants and the Dodgers yet again. Buy or sell, the next four series for the Brewers could determine what their true identity is as a baseball club.
Correct. Buy it in a heartbeat. Buy it. They're going to play a very tough Dodgers team, as you had mentioned. They've got some road trips coming up. But when you look at the way they ended the first unofficial first half, okay? I mean, look at that more so than anything. The way they ended the unofficial first half, I'm going to say, yeah, this is huge because you ended on a six-game losing streak. The last 43 games, you're sub-500. The Cubs are going to be playing a divisional rival in the St. Louis Cardinals. We know how tough that series is. You're taking on a contender in the West. You're taking on a contender in the East. You're then heading out to the West Coast to take on, yet again, the L.A. Dodgers and that contender out West. Hell yes, it is time to make some hay. And you have to, one, shake off the funk of the losing streak, and two, reestablish yourself. You go into Colorado, or you get Colorado and San Diego coming to town before you go on the road for that road trip that everybody's kind of circling, because you get a very tough Atlanta team, then you get a day off, then you get a quick two turnaround against the Cubs, then you get a day off, then you get St. Louis before coming back home to face Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. So Yeah, you've got to reestablish yourself. It's big. It's big right here, right now. The homestand and then the West Coast trip, two huge factors coming up in this season.
Buy or sell?
Bill, there's no hope for an NBA championship in Milwaukee anytime soon.
I'm buying it. You know what? The whole thing, and I'm not saying Jabari was the answer, but the whole thing with Jabari and the way things have been done kind of took the wind out of my sails. Now, I don't mean to disparage in any way, like, what Budenholzer can bring to the table. I'm not disparaging Giannis. It's just, it seems like right now that there's been two steps forward and three steps back, and you're sitting there going, okay, now what do we do? And all of our talk is about getting enough talent around Giannis in the next offseason, which this season was supposed to be the season they hit the ground running. Now we're talking about what's going to happen next offseason, and then we're talking about Giannis recruiting players to come to Milwaukee, and if they don't, well, Giannis's contract is running out, so therefore he's going to want to go elsewhere, even though he said he wants to win a championship in Milwaukee, and he's not going to pull a LeBron and go out to L.A. I don't see one happening anytime soon. I hate to be the pessimist here, and I certainly hope that I'm wrong, but I don't see one coming anytime soon for this franchise or its fans who have waited so patiently and believe so much that this was somehow, in some way, shape, or form, going to all of a sudden turn around and become spectacular. But does anybody else out there feel the way I do? Like, it's that pipe dream we're just going to keep chasing, keep trying to believe in, and keep being sold a bill of goods. And here's the other question. This was posed to me today. I'll pose this. Do you believe that the general manager, John Horst, is the man? That he's the guy that's going to figure this out and put this team not only on the track, but expedite them down the track towards a championship? Do you believe in the management of this team, the ownership of this team, to do all the right things, to push all the right buttons and recruit all the right players to come into Milwaukee to make this a championship team? If you do, kudos. And if you do, tell me why. But if you don't, and you feel like many, also tell me why. Do you think this team's on the right track? And I just don't. I don't. Not just yet, I don't. Now, maybe they could change my mind. Certainly anything can happen. But as if I'm sitting here right here, right now, believing that this team's going to win a championship, my question is why? Why would I be being believed that? So, no, I'm going to say no.
Okay, that's it.
That's it? There you go. That is buy or sell. That's the way we do it. That's the way Radio Joe brings it to the table. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, motorcycle ride right around the corner. Coming up Sunday, September 2nd, we can't do it without you. 348 bikes last year. We need 400 this year. We can't do it without you and your friends. Open to any bike. Yamahas, Indians, Suzukis, Hondas, Harleys, whatever. Bring it, ride it, enjoy it. It's for a great cause. It's for the Fisher House of Wisconsin, for wounded veterans, veterans and those in the service and the military in need of medical care and their families. We can't say thanks enough to them. This is just a small way for us to do so. Please join us for a terrific day of motorcycle riding. All the details on the website and to get registered. And the only way to get the commemorative T-shirt is by pre-registering online. Go to Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University as well, because we can't do it without them. We need some of our tremendous sponsors. Also, the Wisconsin Brewers Guild. You can download their app and find a lot of great bars, a lot of great microbrews, and a lot of great beverages right near you. Thanks to them as well for being a big part of the program. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. I want to remind you we have some cigar dinners coming up, and the tickets are selling fast. I'm pressing it hard. Pressing it hard. You need to get out and get the tickets because they're going to go. They're going to be gone, and then you're going to go, I wish I would have got them. Coming next week, next Thursday night, to the Chippewa River Distillery in Chippewa Falls. You can pick up your tickets at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery on Birch Street in Eau Claire and on South Prairie View Road in Chippewa Falls. Catered by KP Catering, by the way. giving you your choice of the stuffed chicken breast or the king prime rib, a couple of sides, a garlic mash, vegetable medley, and all that kind of good stuff. Plus, Alec Bradley, the cigar vendor, going to be in the house, going to be a great dinner. I wish I could make it. I wish I could be there for that one. That sounds fantastic. But get your tickets now while they last. Your tickets, by the way, include a couple of drink tickets, dinner, four free cigars, plus your raffle tickets for a lot of the stuff they give away. And they give away a ton of stuff at these things. It's not like it's 200 people and there's five things to give away. I mean, it's like there's 50 people and 45 things to give away. The likelihood of you winning something is pretty high. Something, anything. And then there's going to be another one, and I'm going to be at this one. I'm really fired up. I'm going to be at Shenanigans in La Crosse on Thursday night, August 2nd. And I'm going to be there for the same thing. The difference is we're going to be grilling our own steak that night. I'm looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Going to have a great time. Cocktails, dinner, raffles, cigars, and I'll do some speaking and some storytelling and some joke telling. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to get tickets to that one, and again, I checked on this one specifically this morning, and there are very few tickets remaining. Highway 157 in La Crosse, that's the place to get it, at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery on Highway 157 in La Crosse. Get out and get your tickets now, because once they're gone, they're gone. That's it. And I know a lot of people have been inquiring, from what I understand, at the store out there. But some people walk in and go, hey, are the tickets still available? Yeah, there's, you know, a bunch left or whatever. And I go, okay, I'll be back. Well, now they're almost gone. So if you said I'll be back, you better be back, because they're almost gone. So that's going to be at Shenanigans coming up on Thursday night, August 2nd. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Really, really looking forward to it. Compliments of our good friends over there at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. Kevin Kisner, 5 under par, 66. That is the best round of the day thus far in the Open Championship. Eric Van Ruin, Tony Finau, and Xander Lombard at 4 under par. They are in the clubhouse as well. And you've got a whole host of people at 3 under and 2 under par. It's not a bad day at the Open. And if you've been paying attention to Carnoustie, Tiger Woods, by the way, still 1 under par. He ended up bogeying, was it 10 or 11, I think. He ended up, it might have actually been 12 that he just bogeyed.
13.
But now, 13, okay, he just bogeyed 13. So he is now 1 under par. He was 2 under for the longest portion today. He got off to a fast start and then just kind of stalled after that, starting hitting the ball all over, spraying it. His putter has failed him a couple of times. But nevertheless, he's still within 3-4 shots of the top of the leaderboard. And many people say, hey, Tiger's irons can get him through this, and he may be able to kind of walk away with a Open Championship. But John Rahm is another name you'd recognize. He's 2 under in the clubhouse. Rory McIlroy, 2 under in the clubhouse. Zach Johnson, Justin Thomas, also 2 under in the clubhouse. But after that, it really starts to fade. You've got a lot of guys, Kevin Na, Webb Simpson, Matt Kuchar, Ricky Fowler, all at 1 under. Their days are complete. Henrik Stenson, another one, his day is complete. You've got Martin Keimer and a few others, Siwoo Kim, who else? Yusaka Matsuyoto, Cameron Davis, Charlie Hoffman, they're all at even par on the day. Jason Day is at even par on the day. And then a whole bunch that are still out on the golf course. Some others that have struggled today. Justin Rose at 1 over par. Luis Oosthuizen, 1 over par today. Tommy Fleetwood, 1 over. Some of the names that you would recognize. So it's not an easy day of it. By the way, Phil Mickelson, lefty, Mark Calcavecchia, both tied 2 over par as they go into the clubhouse today as well. Ernie Els, the same. Bernard Langer, he is 2 over par. So you got a whole host of people right there. Jason Duffner, also 2 over par. And then you still have some others that are out on the golf course that are still knocking it around. And right now, I mean, there's some guys, the guy that's dead last, Darren Clark, he was 11 over today, shooting an 82. You have some other guys. David Duval, by the way, 9 over 80 he shot today. But that's just kind of your leaderboard as to where things are. Dustin Johnson, he is now in the clubhouse, even though he was bombing it. Sometimes when you bomb it and it rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls, you find the bunkers more often than not, or you find the high grass. Dustin Johnson did that today quite a bit. 5 over par, 76 today for Dustin Johnson. So he has really dug himself a hole. Hideki Matsuyama, he is 4 over through 12. Bubba Watson's 4 over through 12 as well. So it's not who you would think. Now, here's a question, Joe. You talk about some of the bigger names in golf. that are near the bottom of the leaderboard. Are we going to complain, or not we, you and I, but just people in general going to complain about the Open being too difficult or being too stupid a course like they do with the U.S. Open because a lot of these guys aren't going to make the cut?
Well, I mean, it's the first round. I mean, it's
right.
Let's give it some time here.
But these guys are near the bottom of the leaderboard.
Well, I don't know, man. Let's give it a little bit of time here. Usually, yeah. day one of any major tournament, you're always going to see some names that you're not familiar with. There's quite a few South Africans that no one has ever heard of that are towards the top of the leaderboard. Let's wait a little bit. We'll see what tomorrow brings. No one was really sure how scoring was going to play today, and actually, I think it's been a little bit better than what people have expected. But I'm not ready to. Let's just see how it plays out, Bill. It really doesn't matter to me how many of the big names make the cut or not. Because at the end of the day,
you see good golf. Who cares?
This is a tremendous field. You're still going to see a lot of good names regardless of whoever it is. People will make the cut. One of the guys that I hope makes the cut and actually makes a run on the weekend is Tiger Woods. That's who I'm pulling for right now.
No doubt. Good stuff. Good stuff. By the way, those stats and the scores brought to you by our friends at Aproyo. They bring you the stat of the day. Go to APPROYO.com. Implementing SAP and big data solutions to companies just like yours on the web. APPROYO.com. They do it as well, if not better than anybody out there. That is Aproyo. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.